Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay Noon,
and Joa.
And we have some great news for everyone. Henry Kissinger has died. Do you guys know who he is?
He's a diabolically evil man. There's all kinds of things about him just off the top of my head. He was instrumental, I believe, in China's one-child policy.
Hmm.
He also met with, Mao.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy died 100 years old. He's been a career parasite for, his entire work life or, adult life anyway, as best I can tell. So, he's got a lot of history. And turns out he's murdered all kinds of people, too, sort of directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Some would say that he's worse than Timothy McVeigh.
Who's McVeigh again? Isn't he a serial killer?
Timothy McVeigh?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one, allegedly, that did the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
He was a CIA guy that was set up. If anybody wants to know a bunch about this Oklahoma City thing, which was, a massive inside job, kind of like, 9/11 and, all this other stuff.
Definitely 9/11 ones. I just haven't looked into the Oklahoma City one, but I believe it. I've heard so many people say
A Noble
that.
Cause, I think, is...
A documentary?
A documentary about, I believe that's what it's called. I got to look at that, but I believe, and it's pretty good, but... Yeah.
Not for nothing. The Netflix series recently about Waco, the second season gets into McVeigh, but it's actually really well done, and you still really feel for these people. But anyways.
The people that died or like Timothy McVeigh?
The people that passed away. And we don't really know about Timothy McVeigh.
Did he kill himself?
No, they lethal injected him.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
There's speculation that he's probably not dead. There's all kinds of crazy stuff with him.
I was just thinking today, I hope John Lennon isn't really dead.
Yeah, he is.
How do you know?
Well, he was killed in broad daylight.
Yeah, but it could be an actor.
It'd be really hard to cover that up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it would, but I just like to think that.
Mm.
It would accomplish, quote-unquote, their... thing, just if they killed John Lennon because they put it into people's minds like, oh, if you get, rich and powerful and you start talking about peace, they might kill you. So, they wouldn't have to actually kill him.
Well, you're right. The people that promote peace, they want to kill. And the people that want war, like Henry Kissinger, they'll let him to live to 100 years old. No lethal injection for that guy.
What made you bring up McVeigh? Why did you
The reason
why
I brought that up is because Rolling Stone magazine put out an article, and it's fascinating what they were saying. And none of us really like Rolling Stone, but geez, they were really ripping them up.
I couldn't believe this was actually, it's under the category Good Riddance on their website. And the title of the article Joe is talking about is Henry Kissinger, war criminal, beloved by America's ruling class, finally dies. That's pretty...
That's terrible.
Pretty intense. Pretty straightforward.
But, they go on, right after they just mentioned the dud, they go on to talk about Timothy McVeigh. They don't even... they're measuring purely by confirmed kills, the worst murderer ever executed by the United States was... white supremacist terrorist Timothy McVeigh. But then they go on to the next article, so we can just skip all that. We all know about him. But, they compare him that he's killed more than Kissinger. More than the good. Mm.
That documentary reference is called A Noble Lie.
Oh, A Noble Lie.
Check that out. The,
I just brought it up.
Oklahoma City Bombing 1995 documentary.
I believe they mentioned it here in this article as well.
I think it's so funny that this picture of Henry Kissinger on the Rolling Stone article that says good riddance to him, he looks like basically a mixture of a whole bunch of the characters in Doctor Strangelove. He actually looks like the guy who's supposed to be Doctor Strangelove so much. And I forget that guy's name. Peter Sellers, who's so funny. And he's like a bad, you know, murderer. He wants to make a nuke and for them to nuke the planet in Doctor Strangelove, if you've ever seen it.
Yep.
They're all in the war room discussing, like, what to do, because they're going to get hit by Russia if they don't explain themselves, and they can't, because a plan went terribly wrong.
They start going over the bunker ideas. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's like 20 women to one man. They're like, oh, I think we go up before that, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, underground. They're like, we'll just go underground, and there'll be 20 women. That is funny. That movie is, like, my favorite movie ever, but I'm just laughing because he looks like Dr. Strangelove there. He looks like he's in a war room.
So,
he looks like a psychopath.
Speaking of Kissinger, years ago, Luke Radowski of We Are Changed, wearechanged.org, Ambush interviews him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And and basically, Luke went something like, Luke's like, yeah, so this, you know, we need to reduce the world's population by 85%. And he's like, oh, yeah, we got to get that done. How are you going to do that? And, you know, and then he's like, Luke presents himself sort of as, like, you know, kind of like in alignment and agreement with Kissinger. And then about a minute or two in, Kissinger realizes that he's setting them up.
Whoa.
And I don't know, they ended up, like, you know, security guys or whatever end up.
Wait, did he really agree with him? Did he say, yeah, we got to get that done?
No, he was pretending to agree with him.
I remember seeing this. Yeah, that was really good.
No, but, like, did Kissinger agree, like, yeah, we got to get that done and get 85%?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did he believe that?
Maybe we can bring that clip up for the next segment or something.
Yeah, I think we could.
We'll find that.
That'd be awesome.
There's no cussing or something. But.
Can I just bring up this one juicy part about the article
and
who Henry Kissinger was and how brutal he was? So it says this Yale University historian, Greg Grandin, I'm not really sure if we trust people from Yale University, he was author of a biography, Kissinger's Shadow, he estimates that Kissinger's actions from 1969 through 1976, a period of 8 years, brief years when Kissinger made Richard Nixon's and Gerald Ford's foreign policy as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, meant the end of between 3 and 4 million people. So this guy's saying that he's Henry Kissinger's policies. That includes crimes of commission. He explained as in Cambodia and Chile, an omission, like greenlighting Indonesia's bloodshed in East Timor, Pakistan's bloodshed in Bangladesh, and the inauguration of an American tradition of using and then abandoning the Kurds. So this article doesn't read right. I'm not really sure who wrote this, but he is responsible for a lot of policy changes which caused, you know, a lot of death around the world, and it's still to this day these policies.
Imagine what's going on with his soul right now.
Oh, it's rotten.
Imagine
burning in hell, if it exists. You know, and the thing is, you know, and so many people the next several days, so many politicians in the coming week are going to be like, oh, Henry Kissinger, you know, he was this great guy. He did so much for democracy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he did a lot for mob rule. You're probably right.
Make a list of all the war criminals going to his funeral. When you see them on camera, make a list, because those people you will never, ever trust.
It's a new holiday.
Kissinger Day?
Yeah, the LPNH, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, made, I don't remember what the day is, but I think it's in September, the day that John McCain died, a holiday.
Oh.
And they shot fireworks that day.
So sad.
Sounds like a celebration when you shoot fireworks.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. They shared the picture of Meghan McCain crying over John McCain's casket.
Oh, yeah. I know the meme was pretty mean.
Yeah, it was mean, but
got a lot of attention. Yeah, oh yeah.
John McCain.
Oh, McCain was terrible. He like crashed 3 planes.
Whoa, on accident?
Well, supposedly.
He was just being bad?
And how about this? He
He's not good at wine.
That's the least of what he did was crash planes. Yeah. Not to, like, he was so instrumental in like creating and arming ISIS, and you know, creating these you know, enemies, you know, decades ahead of, you know, when they became actual enemies, as you know, seems like what has been going on with, you know,
And how did he learn all that? Because he got caught by the enemy. What a doofus! He got caught by the enemy. And
do you really believe that? Don't you think?
Probably spilled beans.
A enemy to time, who? The enemy of the people? Or, you know, because all these so-called enemies, they're just CIA propped up sock puppets is all they are. And there really is no, in this modern day world warfare, there's no actual real enemies.
Well,
they're all just created.
Well, it looks like we have a caller, so I'm going to go to them. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I am.
I was actually just trying to listen. I don't have the listen number.
Oh, sorry. I don't know it off the top of my head. I just am going to put you on hold. That's so weird.
That's a fun way to listen.
Sorry, I'm not saying it's weird that he's just trying to listen like that. It's like the thing that popped up.
I know who that guy is.
Oh, I don't. So anyway, 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call if you'd like to get in on the conversation. It also reminds me, something that I didn't get into yesterday, I mentioned, but I didn't say it. We can talk more about it later if you guys want. I went and picked up, I don't know how many computers and laptops and computer equipment from the FBI. I don't know what to do with them now. They're just sitting in my car.
Oh, but wow.
From the 2016 raid on Ian's house.
Wow.
2016, 8 years later.
Yep.
7 years later, you're getting the stuff.
Yep. You have to, like, take them to court over it. They don't just give it back. And usually they don't give you any back at all, but they gave us back because we got lawyers to make them. So that's kind of a thing to celebrate.
Yeah,
it's a small win.
But it's a shame that you have to hire lawyers, spend tens of, hundreds of, whatever, thousands of dollars just to sort of protect your rights, and lawyers aren't even good at that. They can't even protect your rights. Their allegiance is to the bar association. Their allegiance is to the judicial pension fund if they have ever held a job working in a judiciary. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yep, I agree. I mean, the ones that you can get, some that seem very genuine and nice, and like they believe that they're doing good things and they'll end up helping you, but it just seems that it's just human nature. If your incentive isn't in the right place, you might not be doing that as good as you could be.
So I've had talks with many lawyers, and I've definitely met a handful of these guys that are just what you said, nice. They like maybe really want to help, and they're like, oh, I can't bring up that the state is just this legal fiction, right? I can't bring up it's just a bankrupt corporation, a mere corporation, as you know, clarified by the Clearfield Doctrine. If anybody wants to internet search the Clearfield Doctrine, it states pretty clearly in there that states are a mere, that the governments that accept money as part of their business and is they're just a mere corporation, and they're all trustees and bankrupts. I mean, they're all just these corporate fictions created by the United States Corporation. And the United States Corporation filed for bankruptcy at the Geneva Convention in 1932.
Wow.
So the state of New Hampshire, the city of Keene, you know, the Keene Water District, for example, all these things are just bankrupt corporations, bankrupt municipal corporations, because you know the mother corporation or the father corporation, whatever they call it, you know, went bankrupt. And
I know a lot of towns, maybe Keene has already done it, but there's different shell companies they put the label under. But the UN has involvement with waterways, and specifically one of my hometown was the American Water Waste Agency, and it was using UN policy to enforce and basically take over during an emergency over the waterways.
Yep.
And the contract wasn't complete in my hometown, so they literally didn't even put in there that once they take over, they don't have to give it back. And they never, it literally like a week later, there was a lot of flooding. They They took over. They never gave it back. Now the American Waterways Agency is there in town just doing all, everything that the town was doing, just now on their terms. And it's the UN. It's the UN doing it.
Yeah, this guy, Dave Kopasz, years ago, he used to do this. He still does a Facebook thing called the Red Pill Politics Show. But he used to go to gun clubs all over, like, Western Massachusetts and New York, and he would talk about Agenda 21 and all these sustainable development United Nations things. So what you have is you have United Nations building codes. So, like, when you go out to, like, Arizona and Colorado and, like, you know, places that are newly developed, like, you know, this house here, it could be 200 years old that we're sitting in here in Keene.
It's from 1890.
So, it's a little over 100 years old. But, like, you know, a lot of the stuff in Arizona and around Phoenix and Denver, you know, Nevada, there's a lot of that's new construction. So they have all these homeowner associations type places where the houses are just cookie cutter. You know, there's five designs, and every fifth house is the same thing. And, you know, it actually looks like a gated prison community as far as I'm concerned.
I hate the look of them, and that's what I partially grew up in, like in Texas when I lived there. Yep. Everything looks the same. It's cookie cutter. It's the first home my dad ever owned, I'm pretty sure, was one of those cookie cutter houses, and it drives you kind of crazy.
Well, anyways,
boring.
Pulte Homes, which is like the Walmart of homes. My mom lived in a community out in Colorado. It was Pulte Homes. It burnt shortly after she moved away. Firestone, Bloomfield, Colorado.
Did like 10 houses around get caught up in the fire because they're so close together?
You couldn't drive a full size pickup truck between the houses.
Whoa.
They were basically like, 1,500 square foot or 2,200 square foot lots with, like, you know, two level 3,000 square foot houses on them. And they were, but anyways, that whole area, like, burnt a few years after she moved. But when I was out there, the girl I was dating at the time, she was very interested in, you know, looking up this, Agenda 21 stuff. And she was in this house that my mom's in, like, a year old. It's like, you know, literally really poor construction. You know, the seams are cracked everywhere. There's mold issues in it. There's all kinds of problems happening. And it was basically all these houses. And the company that, I think they've gone bankrupt now, or they were going for bankrupt, but they basically got, like, several million dollars for this particular project. It was, like, called, you know, Yuppie Hipster Canyon Ranch something. It was, so it's a bunch of tech people and a bunch of parasite class and a bunch of financials.
That's always what their names are like, too. Like, the one I lived in Texas is called Saddle Creek Ranch.
Yeah.
That was just, like, all of them or something like that. Called that.
So, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but they all had, like, these, you know, stupid fancy names because of some ranch that might have been there, you know, within the past couple hundred years.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that the whole Front Range was all ranches back then, so they just name it after whatever. Mm-hmm. So, the UN, United Nations, gave, like, several million dollars in a grant to Pulte Homes to basically build it to what's called UN building construction codes. And so, like, Colorado and the city of, you know,
basically, whatever. It's designed for tactical teams to break into your home efficiently.
That too. Well, the thing is,
I'm just guessing.
And a whole bunch of these houses just, like, burnt, like, real quick. And when you build a whole bunch of homes right next to one another on a high desert, what do you think's going
to
happen?
Is it for them to be able to easily use a laser and just, like, start a wildfire in a bunch of people's houses?
I think what it is to build houses that are basically purposely garbage. So, like, in Arizona, the way they're building these houses is they literally frame the house out. You know, it's all 2x6 studs. And then they put up a piece of OSB, which is particle board, just in the corners to stabilize the house. And then they run what's called this wire lath, or, like, mechanical wire. It's basically like this chicken wire is what it looks like. And they run it along and they staple it to the studs and they spray it with stucco. And that's how they build the walls in these houses. Like, you could literally, you know, with any hammer, you know, probably, I'm sure with a, you know, a halogen tool and a good, you know, 12 pounds, you know, maul or sledgehammer, I could breach the wall of one of these houses in about a minute.
Is it planned obsolescence or just purposely?
It's the cheapest way for the contractors to, like, build these houses, put them together,
to get
the
so
subsidy,
fast,
like, and make tons of money.
Yes.
When I moved into Saddle Creek Ranch, it was only halfway built. Like, the houses across the street from me hadn't been built. We would watch them be done in, like, a month with one house. Like, less than a month.
Yeah.
And they're, like, two-story houses, and they go from, like, you know, the what, like exactly what he's saying. Like you see the frames made of all wood, and then like the next day it's halfway done.
Like, apparently, you can go on Amazon right now and order a they call it a guest house, right? And it's all it is. It's like a room, and you can put it up in like 4 hours. Apparently, full electric, has got a bathroom, a shower, and it's only a few thousand dollars. Like, it's probably UN approved. You know, Agenda 21 approved.
So, yeah, the UN definitely, you know, puts a lot of money into these, you know, sustainable developments. They give cities, counties, towns, construction companies, school districts, all kinds of money to sort of contract influence. And what these things, I refer to them as jurisdictional traps. So you have these people operating these municipal corporations. Let's remember, we don't have any governments in the United States of America. What we have is municipal corporations calling themselves governmental agencies. And let's make a kind of a clear emphasis on the suffix AL means similar to or like. This is in every single document, every single city charter that, you know, comes out of the United Nations, Uniform Commercial Code 1923 basically states that, you know, these are municipal corporations that are governmental. They don't even use the word government in any of their documents. So, or in the charters, for example, the Keene Charter's, you know, a real good one to look at. It's that basic boilerplate, you know, Uniform Commercial Code charter. But what happens is, and the thing is people just go along with all this garbage and never even challenge it. They don't even say, well, where did you get the authority? Oh, well, this comes from the UN. Well, how did the UN get authority?
A lot of times they don't let you at all. If you're in just like a small time thing, like when I went to challenge my parking ticket, I asked the lady on the witness stand, I asked if Keene was a corporation. Or what corporation does she work for? And she's like, I don't know. I work for the city of Keene. I was like, is it a corporation? And she was like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I tried to motion to get her off to throw away her testimony because she didn't know what she was talking about because she works for a corporation.
Yeah,
she didn't know
who
it.
She works
and they
for.
Were like, that doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that she doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, move on, please.
So in my wife's case, we did a discovery request recently. And in a discovery request, you know, she's in her case, it's the plaintiff is listed as state of New Hampshire. Now in circuit court, now this is a superior court, but in circuit court they listed the plaintiff as the state. So what I put in a discovery request is to define who and what the state of New Hampshire is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look up the word state in a statutory construction manual in New Hampshire, it says state, United States, territories and districts. And the District of Columbia is basically what it defines the state as. So I asked them to define who the plaintiff is because we don't know. I look up state of New Hampshire and Dun & Bradstreet, and it comes up with like 15 different entities. So, you know, who is the plaintiff? I have the right to face my accuser. And they're like, no, we're not going to answer that question.
Yeah.
We don't have to answer that question.
It's crazy.
Perfect for appeals.
Oh, I know. It is. Absolutely. I mean, these guys are so crooked. It is, this is just what happens right before empire collapses.
Well, more coming up about Henry Kissinger dying, the disgusting ruling class that calls themselves the government. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. Hamas has transferred 6 additional Israeli hostages into Red Cross custody following the release of 2 hostages just hours earlier. As part of a truce extension, Israel will also release more Palestinian detainees. The U.S. once again advocating for the extension of humanitarian pauses in the ongoing conflict. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby took a moment to reiterate the origins of that conflict.
They launched these attacks on the 7th of October with 2 purposes, one to kill, the other to take hostage. And they did that to a fairly well.
He said more than 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the temporary ceasefire began. The U.S. is poised for a record-breaking year in oil and gas extraction in 2023. According to the most recent federal government projections, there is an anticipated extraction of a record 12.9 million barrels of crude oil. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I wanted to know, what do you mean when you said illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes a little longer, the WikiLeaks document? What do you mean by that?
Come on.
No, I mean it came out WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I mean they did that as a ceremony.
It's Free Talk Live, it's talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number you can call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio today, it's me, Bonnie.
And Jay Noon.
And Joa.
And you might have been hearing some audio I was accidentally playing on the air, but it is the video of Luke Radowski confronting Henry Kissinger, so we're going to get into that here in a second. But I just wanted to let you know about Dash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. It stands for digital cash. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and decentralized exchanges are going to become a lot more important soon, and we're going to read a story about that later today. And in multi-crypto wallets, it's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. So I'm just going to go into our phone calls and thoughts first. We do have Ricky on the line. Ricky, what's on your mind?
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie. Brother Jay, been a while, and Brother Joe, the same to yourself.
Hey.
No doubt.
Thanks for saying
that, Ricky.
Well,
first of all, I got a couple things that I'm going to be doing a kind of a mix it up here. So bear with me on this call. First of all, this is going to sound old, but way back, I remember a certain brother, Mark, who's the only conservative action like. But he said about you, Miss Bonnie, A, you have the worst voice in the history of radio, which is not true. But I remember I said several times, and I was talking to Brother Ian along the ways as you were starting, you know, this run on the show, how you're doing things again. But I think you're doing great. I think you sound wonderful. I think you sound just about, you sound better than him sometimes. I mean, honestly. You know, you do good. I mean, I can't say enough good things about you. I call in every Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Ricky. That's not really what Mark said, though. I just want to clarify. He just said, all women have bad voices for radio, so I can't help it.
No, is that what he said? No, actually, Brother Ian said something different.
No, Ian said that my voice is, like, good, and he loves my voice, so...
No, Ian said, Brother Mark said that you have a worse sister voice in radio.
Oh, I don't think so.
No doubt. I thought that was terrible because your voice is just fine.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there's definitely been some.
It's funny. Probably Mark thinks the same about myself, and he probably makes fun of my accent in private, no doubt.
You have a great radio voice, Rick.
Well, thank you very much. But now that we got through that, another thing I want to do, before I get into the important things about Kissinger, last night when I was saying about things about a certain guy, that was a different call. I thought about that because you were actually on the phone with me. This is the guy. Then you were on the phone with me, and, you know, I did the same, rehashed the same calls what I did, and it was not the guy that was at Ian's trial. It was another guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, he called and said he's a good guy and all this stuff, and I called him a statist. Yeah, it's a different guy, and this guy definitely was not, because there's no way anybody can do 100 high-speed chases like that and not kill somebody or himself.
Interesting.
You know,
I didn't remember the high speed thing about.
He was proud of it. He had 100 high speed DUI chases.
That's terrible.
Ridiculous.
I don't really know who he's talking about. But Ricky said that somebody called in and said that they were a cop or used to be a cop or something, and that they have done 100 DUI. Chases, high speed chases. He's probably right.
Unreality. That's out of touch with reality.
It might not
be dangerous.
Yeah, this guy might have been lying.
Seems exaggerated, if anything.
I know it's ridiculous. I think the man's not even a cop. I promise you.
Well, what do you have to say about Henry Kissinger?
Okay, now this is horrifying because you know Ricky from the Commonwealth made his famous predictions in that. What's really scary is I said this morning. You know, I was listening to MSNBC, and that's my liberal version of the Wall Street Journal. And here's what was said. Get this. This is this morning. Yesterday morning. What it said was, as far as there's an unknown diplomat over there, and the Palestinians, when it comes to the hostages, they said that 3 hostages were killed in an Israeli airstrike, and there's still 10 more. Now, can I tell you something? I was saying privately, now I was going to talk to you off the air and give you this tip, okay, when I went on last night, but you didn't hit me. Now, here's the thing. I said privately that morning, because I have insight and I know things. Number one, the hostage thing is BS. Okay. Oh, they also said the family's being contacted. Think about this. See how ridiculous that whole hostage scenario sounds. That's the whole thing's a cover story. Okay. There are no hostages. Nobody's dead from them. Okay. The reality is that don't even exist. And the worst thing is I said privately to somebody and a couple people yesterday, don't tell other people. I was going to tell you off the air not to say anything. Because that unknown diplomat, I promise you, and I'm sure, was Henry Kissinger. I freaked out because Henry Kissinger is a man that I have the highest respect for. Henry Kissinger, the diplomat, is probably the bravest man
Oh God.
Around. Hey, you know what it's like to be a diplomat? Do you know how many people want to see you dead?
Do you know how many people I don't want to kill? You know how many people Henry Kissinger wanted dead?
Well, thank you for the call, Ricky. I think we should get into Luke Gradowski's talking to Henry Kissinger. I'm not really sure what Ricky was talking about. Like, he made a prediction that Henry Kissinger did something. Okay, but then he died the next day. So that's, you know, not that interesting to me. So I want to play this video. Luke Gradowski.
Look at the 48-second mark is probably the best spot.
This is different than yours.
Oh, okay.
It must
okay.
be different because it says a minute and 21 seconds.
Okay.
There is this video we have. It's off BitChute. It says Luke Gradowski confronts Henry Kissinger, balls of steel, which makes me laugh. Luke Gradowski is with this.
He does have balls of steel. I've actually I've seen them.
Oh God!
And he's got them, and when he does his new videos,
in the background,
they're hanging in the background. But like I helped him install them on the back of his truck.
Oh,
you know, when Luke became a man in the spring of 2020 and got out of the city and came to New Hampshire, traded in his Audi and got himself a 4-wheel drive diesel pickup truck. The first thing he did was hang a set of steel nuts off it.
My gosh, I hate those things.
Yeah, they're obnoxious.
They're obnoxious, but yeah. He works for We Are Change. He also is on Timcast now. And I'm going to play this video of him. It looks like there's some kind of a event, like eating dinner and people talking on stages and stuff. And he goes up to Henry Kissinger's table and starts talking to him. So here's what happened.
Hi, Mr. Kissinger. It's a pleasure. How are you doing? I just wanted to know, what do you mean when you said illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes a little longer, the WikiLeaks document? What do you mean by that?
Come on.
No. I mean, it came out WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
I think he said, come on.
I mean, there's another symbol in here.
Do you know the agenda of the
Bilderberg? You're with what? What are you doing this for?
I'm here covering this event. Just wanted to talk to you. We Are Change, and we want to know maybe what the agenda of the Bilderberg group meeting is going to be in a couple days.
Come
do you
on.
Know?
Get lost, please.
How does it feel
Let's
winning
get
the
lost.
How does it feel winning the Freedom Award?
Wow, he even sounds like Dr. Strangelove. I wonder if they like. Partially, no, I think he would have been too young. I was going to say, if they based it on him.
I think they might have.
Either that or they've predicted the future, because he sounds like Dr. Strangelove. And he's like, I didn't know he had
a
German accent.
I think Dr. Strangelove was, they were parodying somebody else that existed.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure that they're making fun of somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, was that it? Like, I thought he was going to start saying things. Like, maybe let me try to go to 48. Maybe I am confused about.
I have a different clip. He's confronted him several times.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's multiple clips of him confronting him. The one I was talking about, he was walking down the street.
Okay.
And I believe it was at Bilderberg or one of these, you know, type of things where Luke, you know, ambush, you know, questioned him, basically.
Still pretty funny. All you can say is get lost about it. Get lost. Who are you talking
about? Get lost.
Who are you doing this for?
I am the emperor.
For those who don't know anything about Kissinger, I think we should read this article from Rolling Stones just to kind of explain who he is and, you know, what evil things he did. It says, Henry Kissinger, war criminal, beloved by America's ruling class, finally dies. The infamy of Nixon's foreign policy architect sits eternally beside that of history's worst mass murderers. A deeper shame attaches to the country that celebrates him. And it seems like most countries, like as in the governments, are celebrating him. Henry Kissinger died on Wednesday at his home in Connecticut in Greenwich. Just kidding, I made that part up. His consulting firm said in a statement, the notorious war criminal was 100 years old. Measuring purely by confirmed kills, the worst mass murderer ever executed by the United States was the white supremacist terrorist Timothy McVeigh. On April 19, 1995, McVeigh detonated a massive bomb at the Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City, according to the official story, at least. And
yeah, right.
168 people, including 19 children, died. The government killed McVeigh by lethal injection in June 2001. Whatever hesitation a state execution provokes, even over a man such as McVeigh, necessary questions about the legitimacy of killing even an unrepentant soldier of white supremacy. His death provided a measure of closure to the mother of one of his victims. She said, it's a period at the end of a sentence. Kathleen Trenner, whose 4-year-old McVeigh killed.
See, this article doesn't read good. It's just noting that.
Hmm. It says McVeigh, who, in his own psychotic way, thought he was saving America, never remotely killed on the scale of Kissinger, the most revered American grand strategist of the second half of the 20th century. The Yale University historian Greg Grandin, author of the biography Kissinger's Shadow, estimates that Kissinger's actions from 1969 through 1976, a period of 8 brief years when Kissinger made Richard Nixon's and then Gerald Ford's foreign policy as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, meant the end of between 3 and 4 million people. That includes crimes of commission, he explained, as in Cambodia and Chile, and omission, like greenlighting Indonesia's bloodshed in East Timor, Pakistan's bloodshed in Bangladesh, and the inauguration of an American tradition of using and then abandoning the Kurds. The Cubans say there is no evil that lasts 100 years, and Kissinger is making a run to prove them wrong, Grandin told Rolling Stone not long before Kissinger died. There is no doubt he'll be hailed as a geopolitical grand strategist, even though he bungled most crises. I'm not sure what bungled means.
Screwed up, messed up.
Leading to escalation. He'll get credit for opening China, but that was de Gaulle's original idea and initiative. He'll be praised for the détente, and that was a success, but he undermined his own legacy by aligning with the neocons. And of course, he'll get off scot-free from Watergate, even though his obsession with Daniel Ellsberg really drove the crime. So this guy's just got his feet or his hands in a whole bunch of different pots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he seems to be behind a whole bunch of things that are just bad.
I don't know how he was able to influence. I didn't see him, or I never saw, like, video of him as younger.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't seem like a very influencing person as very old. But because he has such a repertoire of over the years. But I like to maybe watch one of his older videos and see how his demeanor was and how he tried to sell himself. Because I don't know how people went along with him.
It's weird how that kind of thing works, though. Like, Hitler was not cute and not very, like, charismatic to me, you know?
Yeah. You'd say the same thing about Biden.
Mm-hmm, he's not.
You know, and the reason, you know, the Biden crime family is, you know, got all these, you know, billions of dollars or millions of dollars or whatever from China and Ukraine is just because of the political connections. And, you know, and Biden's just been a, you know, a career politician, for example, you know, his entire life, you know, literally has produced nothing, has done no good for anyone.
They're just masters of ignorance is what it is.
And what they are is they're psychopaths that will stop at nothing to gain power and gain power. They sold their souls to the devil a very long time ago. You know, all these guys. I mean, if you want power, all you need to do is just be willing to just do immoral acts. And if you don't get caught early on and you get good at it and you learn how to, you know, bribe people, you learn how to, you know, engage in blackmail, you know, and this was, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was, you know, very instrumental in, you know, this particular process.
I think he is, what Jeffrey Epstein did was, well, I think we give him way too much credit. I don't think he was even one of the main blackmailers out there. I think there's bigger ones.
You're probably right, but anyways, he was a blackmailer, and you know, Jeffrey Epstein's story with his pedo island where, you know, Bill Clinton went to, and, you know, I don't know if Kissinger went there, but, you know, Gates was there, you know, and his, you know, things with Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, and their eugenics programs and all this stuff. They literally had cameras set up, and they would, and the idea was to record politicians with these 14-year-old girls that, you know, the politician thought, well, maybe, you know, she was 18 or whatever. Even in there's politicians who are into boys. There's, you know, all these, you know, corrupt people, and you know, Epstein built this massive, you know, show of wealth. And, you know, these bank accounts with all these money off, you know, in investments or whatever, off a literal blackmail. And like Joa says, Epstein's like one of the guys that got caught. So we know there's much bigger fish out there. And I honestly think Epstein is sort of irrelevant because Google knows everything about everybody now.
Hmm.
And the algorithm, you know, and AI can, you know, compute all that data.
That's why it sounds like that is a really terrible thing that Epstein might have done, but I don't believe that that's, like, the worst of what he was doing. It just doesn't seem likely to me. Like, I feel like politicians are into way worse stuff than that and can just order a 14-year-old to their house if they really wanted to and don't have to go to Jeffrey Epstein's island or ranch or anything. You know, I feel like they're probably, like, murdering people, killing babies, raping babies and stuff like that in his... Like, it's all covered up.
Well, like, so it's really hard... It's better to go to a private island for these guys where technically there's no law.
Hmm.
Right, so like Christopher Columbus, who's a rapper there, Most Def, he does, I believe he was a guy.
His name's really Christopher Columbus?
No, Christopher Columbus, I was talking about, you know, the guy who, you know, sailed from Spain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1492.
Right, so there's a rapper, Most Def, mm-hmm. who he talks about how Christopher Columbus was the original Jeffrey Epstein.
Dang.
And he goes into how the purpose of Christopher Columbus's voyage was to find a place where there wasn't against the law to rape children, because if you raped in Spain, you were castrated.
Hmm.
If you raped a child, you were castrated and then you were burnt alive, which I believe is like a good remedy for rapists, for those who do those things to children. Here in the United States, where people have guns, you know, if, you know, somebody goes and, you know, is raping, you know, children, and they catch wind of it, and their father wants to go do something about it, or someone, you know, wants to get some justice, it might happen here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not quite likely going to happen on, you know, Epstein's Island. That's why it was called Pedophile Island. This was a known destination. I was talking about Epstein's Island literally in high school.
Wow.
In fact,
I didn't know that was like...
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a thing. I had so many people tell me I was crazy.
Whoa.
And then when this all came out, I got a bunch of text messages and Facebook instant messages from friends I went to high school with. And they're like, I remember you talking about this in the 90s, dude. I really thought you were just nuts. and I was like, yeah, it's, you know, and I was listening to like you know, Alex Jones before, you know, the World Trade Center, inside job.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Jones was calling it, essentially saying that there was probably going to be an attack on the Twin Towers. You
wow,
know,
I didn't know that.
And because I graduated high school in 98, and so I was, you know, running my gay business, doing my things, and I was listening to a lot of late night radio, and Alex Jones was on there quite a bit. And, you know, and then, but yeah, this... And he was going off about Epstein, and even VH1 back in the 90s, in the late 90s, they did a whole expose on Jeffrey Epstein's, I don't know, if it was like a show called Cribs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep, they have a whole, VH1 did a whole puff piece on Jeffrey Epstein about
how he showed them around his house?
I don't know if it, but yeah, there was definitely a place that he like showed off how he was this like investor guy, and he went from being like a school teacher at a university in New York to like this big time, you know, a financial mogul.
So I found a connection between Kissinger and Epstein.
Hmm.
I guess Joshua Cooper Ramo, he's a FedEx board member.
Hmm.
He owned a company, and Henry Kissinger and Jeffrey Epstein were co-CEO of his company. It doesn't explain which one it is here.
Hmm.
But I guess Joshua Cooper was, Ramo was one of Epstein's clients on his plane and had big connections with him.
Wait, what does that have to do with Kissinger?
Because Joshua Cooper Ramo owns a company, but doesn't explain in this article.
Hmm.
It's an article about Epstein and his like, his clients and like his, what do you call it? His business goers, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
He explains in this article that the Journal reports Epstein scheduled more than a dozen meetings over 4 years with Ramo, who was at that point a co-CEO of Henry Kissinger's consulting company.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So Jeffrey worked with Ramo, and then Ramo worked for, it was co-CEO of Henry Kissinger's.
But think about this. I just think, like, the Pizzagate stuff, which, by the way, so the guy who... Dang it, I forgot his name. Sloan something, I think. No, Slade, S-L-A-D-E something.
Not familiar.
He was a journalist, and he claimed to be the one to decisively prove that Pizzagate was fake. Well, he just got caught admitting in emails and stuff that he was raping children and taking videos of it, and with a bunch of CP on his computer.
And he was involved with the Ping Pong Pizza?
He was a... No, but he was a journalist.
Oh, he was saying it wasn't real.
That said, like, said that he proved that it was all a fake conspiracy theory. Well, he just got caught with all that stuff.
Ironic.
Well, yeah, you look at all these journalists and these news organizations that come against, like, for example, the Sound of Freedom. How they, you know, there was a whole bunch of war. You know, Sound of Freedom was, like, basically Mel Gibson and, you know, a bunch of others exposing... Angel Studios and exposing the child pedophilia rings that are happening in United Mexico. States, in Mexico, and around the world. Ukraine is like a huge hotbed for this.
In fact,
now I'm hearing Israel is another huge hotbed for this. So, and then here, you know, in America, they've been harvesting all of these migrant children. Like, you know, they're coming across the border, and I don't know if they're going into the...
They get taken away from their parents, so, like, who's taking keeping track of them? No one knows, like... People in Mexico who knew them might just think they died in the desert. Their parents are in jail or something, and they're getting separated from their parents. So what the heck is the United States doing with all these kids, and what gives them the right to act like they can take them from people's parents?
So it's definitely a lot easier for them. I mean, so let's say that adrenochrome, you guys know what that is?
Yeah, it's when a kid is so scared that their brain is releasing these chemicals, and then you kill them right at that moment and drink that blood.
Well, I don't know if they kill them, but they extract the blood is how it goes. So
they drain them to the last inch of life, and then they let them recover.
Whoa.
And they keep doing this over and over again. Now,
especially if they find a good source.
The thing is, does what with this adrenochrome thing, does it exist? Is it a real thing? Is this a hormone that is produced? And if you extract this, is this like the ultimate like drug? So there's a lot of like, you know, stuff that like politicians and like, you know, are these Hillary Clinton, for example, is the big name when you internet search adrenochrome and she's what shows up. I don't know if any of that's true, but it sounds like that it can happen.
You know, I have this really crazy story. I was delivering something to a hospital, like tables and chairs, whatever, but I was in like a hallway that the public usually doesn't get to see. And there was like a auditorium where doctors go and, you know, they get taught lessons or updates on, you know, things they need to learn because doctors have to constantly learn. And right outside that little auditorium, there was a painting and it said Dark Moon Ritual. And it showed this lady with like a mask on and she was sacrificing, looked like a fetus. And pouring the blood into a bowl.
Holy crap.
I took a picture of this.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
there's some weird artwork in the courts in New Hampshire, too. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. You can call that number to get in and on the conversation with us. 603-283-6160. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.